Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products, and for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, the College National Championship is underway on Cherokee Lake in East Tennessee. And for some more info on the lake, Elite Series Pro Brandon Card will join us. Bassmaster Magazine's annual Top 100 issue is out, and you can see it at Bassmaster.com, and that means we need to visit with Editor-in-Chief James Hall today. And later in the show, 2021 Progressive Angler of the Year Seth Fider will join us to talk St. Clair, the next stop on the Progressive Bassmaster Elite Series. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And coming up, you know, as you guys are hearing this, we're nearing the end of the striking Bassmaster College National Championship, which is taking place at Cherokee Lake. And I thought, you know, Cherokee Lake, Brandon Card, I mean, he grew up in that neighborhood over there. He lives in North Carolina now, but, you know, that was his old stomping grounds, and he's got a lot of experience there. So I thought we'd get his take on what's going on over there as well and kind of catch up with him in his season. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Brandon, welcome in. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. And let's talk a little bit. I mean, the guys have been out there at Cherokee Lake and, you know, fishing the national championship there. It's a fun body of water, great body of water. Just talk a little bit about that, you know, over the years, the changes that you've seen at Cherokee Lake and the impact that forward facing has had on a lake like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's changed 100% from whenever I was young, you know, making my way over there. Of course, Norse Lake is my home lake, so I have a lot more experience on Norse. But Cherokee, you know, I fish there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. This time of year, however, you know, I don't have a whole lot of experience this time of year. But like you alluded to, the forward-facing sonar has definitely changed the game for summertime fishing. You know, a lot of these lakes, these deep, clear highland reservoirs used to be really brutal in the winter. Brutal in the summer. And, you know, they were better in the winter, obviously. But now, you know, you can get out there and chase those fish around with forward facing, and you can, you know, have some really great days in the dog days of summer. So, you know, I think these guys are going to, you know, have a pretty fun week of fishing if they can, you know, stand the brutal heat.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny. I was watched a lot of the Bassmaster Live coverage from Ten Killer, and I saw you guys, you know, I know the water was high there. I get that. But a lot of guys were fishing shallow, and they were finding areas where water was coming into the lake and so on. And my home lake is Tim's Ford Lake, you know, in Tennessee, and it's a highlands, you know, reservoir type deal. We have a lot of deep water, and you know, figure mostly offshore this time of year. And I thought, you know what? I know a couple of places where there's water pouring into the lake. I'm going to go there and fish like those guys were in 18 inches of water. Sure enough, I caught a few fish. I mean, a few nice ones in a 2.5-3 hour afternoon. And, you know, we remember back when, oh, gosh. I guess it was 15 years ago now in a PAA event when Biffle went in there and did some damage, you know, shallow water fishing there. And it just goes to show that there are always some fish shallow. You know, there always seems to be some fish shallow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you that's exactly right. But, you know, what we had at a 10 killer a couple of weeks ago, you know, was just kind of the perfect storm for shallow summertime fishing. You know, lots of really heavy rain. High water, you know, and that's kind of what happened when Tommy Biffle won back in, I guess it was 2010
right.
on Cherokee, you know, it was just super high. And so, you know, just all that fresh water, you know, it cools the surface temp down, you know, when you have a lot of heavy rains and, you know, really it makes that, you know, first, you know, 5 feet of water, probably like the most oxygenated and maybe even some of the cooler temps in the lake. And so, you know, it definitely played out for us at 10 killer a couple of weeks ago, and that was just awesome. But yeah, that, you know, East Tennessee hasn't had a whole lot of rain the last, you know, week, 2 weeks, just some scattered showers. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be the shallow water beat down that obviously 10 killer was, and then what, you know, Tommy Biffle did on Cherokee years ago. But I do think that there will be teams that are successful shallow because the water is in the bushes, and you know, there's always going to be fish hanging around those bushes. You know, it's just really good shady habitat. And then also, you know, we got, you know, Cherokee's got a lot of docks, and you know, it's a pretty decent dock fishery as well. So I think, you know, I think some shallow water old school fishermen can, you know, hold their own, you know, fishing the bushes and docks. But over the course of 3 days, I think the offshore forward facing guys are probably going to prevail.
Brandon Card was a 2012 Bassmaster Elite Rookie of the Year. He's just under $1 million now in earnings with BASS, and looking to add to that here in the final couple of events that are coming up up north and certainly at St. Clair and then at La Crosse in the upper Mississippi as well. And it hasn't been a typical Brandon Card year. You've made the Classic 7 times in your career, but struggling a little bit this year. What has been what's the thing that's holding you back? What can you point to? Is it just fish luck, or has it been something that's been off this year?
Well, you know, of course, I had a good bounce back event at the last one, finished fourth.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to keep the momentum going the rest of the year, and you know, just take that into the 2026 season. But yeah, I mean, like you said, the first, you know, several events of the year, I mean, really, I guess the first six events, we're kind of head scratchers. I mean, I had a good one to start out the year at the St. John's, but then, you know, ever since then, not quite so good. So, yeah, I mean, I think some of them were just kind of a weird deal where I got on a good bite in practice, and then it just kind of changed, and I wasn't able to make the right adjustments. But then, you know, a few of the events, two in particular, you know, Lake Hartwell and Lake Fork, you know, I kind of had 1 foot in and 1 foot out with the shallow versus the forward facing. And so, you know, I kind of split up my practice time, you know, trying the forward facing and then also trying the shallow. And, you know, really I didn't find enough either way to have a good, you know, successful event. And so kind of what I've learned is that you almost have to go in to practice with your mind made up, you know, just like saying, hey, I'm going to figure out this shallow deal. It may take me 3 days of practice, but I, you know, I have to stick with it and I will figure it out.
Right.
Or, you know, or the opposite way, I'm going to go all in on the forward facing. I'm going to put my time in 3 days of practice and I will find them. And so that's kind of what I did at 10 killer. You know, I just came into it and I was like, I don't want to have another you know, deal happen where I'm going to split up my time and, you know, have a rough event, you know, trying to do it all. And so I just said, I'm going to go back to my roots and I'm going to fish shallow and I'm going to figure it out. And the first day of practice, it wasn't good up shallow. The second day of practice, it got a little bit better. And day three of practice, it was, you know, getting really good. So it obviously worked out in that one. But yeah, I mean, it's tough to try to do it all in practice because what happens is you spread yourself too thin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, last time you were at St. Clair a couple of years ago, you finished 12th, so you had a good tournament there before. You were decent at lacrosse as well the last time you were there. So these are places where you got a good confidence going in. But, boy, it seems like that forward-facing will be in play for sure at St. Clair. I don't know that you'll have too many choices on that.
Yeah, now that's one where pretty much everybody in the whole entire field will be staring at their screen the whole entire practice, the whole entire tournament. So,
yeah.
You know, the deal there is one of two things. You either have to find a population that other people haven't found, or you have to find a bait that other guys aren't fishing. Mm. And so that's kind of the trick. Last time I was fortunate to find a population of fish that hardly anybody else was fishing. And so I was able to just kind of, you know, have an area to myself. There was a couple of guys in there, but not many at all.
Right.
But yeah, then, you know, there's that area in Anchor Bay that just 70 guys fished last time. And the guys that had, like, you know, some sneaky little baits that the fish hadn't seen, you know, were the ones that prevailed in Anchor Bay.
Yeah. Brandon Card has been our guest. Brandon, we wish you the best of luck up north and best of luck with the new baby coming this fall as well. And we'll look forward to chatting again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Yeah, they got a little girl coming in October, so he won't fish the EQs because got a little business to take care of back home, which is great. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, James Hall is up next. Top 100 is on the table right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, took a week off, went down to Florida, went to Georgia. All right, took 10 days off. And when I got back, in my mailbox was this month's edition of Bassmaster Magazine. And it was the noted 100 Best Bass Lakes edition. And that could only mean one thing. I got to talk to James Hall. Now, his name isn't even anymore on the byline of this thing. But yet, he still is the editor-in-chief. And so he's responsible for what goes in this magazine. And I figure I would talk to him about it. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. James, welcome in. How are you?
I'm dandy, Tom. I am dandy. I was highly anticipating this call from you.
Yeah, I remember when we started doing this many years ago, when you guys first came out with it. And of course, at that time, it wasn't broken down regionally. It was just the 100 best, and there were so many good things to argue about. But I did note, because I went to it, and I noted that, that your name, I see Chris Decker and Mark Hicks and Brian Sack and Andrew all listed in there as the guys that wrote this thing. It used to say James Hall in there somewhere. So these days, do they all just bring it to you and then you just kind of sign off on it? Is that the deal?
Yeah. You know, I got to the point because honestly, researching this thing and then writing it takes a long time.
It's a beast.
It takes a long time. Now that I got the website and social and magazine, all that, it was kind of a love-hate relationship. I found it very intriguing to go through all the data, but I just simply didn't have time. So yeah, I handed off my region to Christopher Decker. He did an outstanding job, and yeah, so whenever I get him in now, I'm kind of like you when I see him, like, no, that's a bunch of crap, Christopher. That shouldn't have been. Or I'm like, don't talk about my lake. So I'm on the other side of it a little bit now, but. Yeah, and then I sign off. We get kind of that blue ribbon panel to pull the top 10 out of the top 100, and I can be part of that now. And so it's still a lot of fun.
Well, you know, you mentioned the love-hate relationship you have with this issue. I think it's the same thing for folks around the country that are in chambers of commerce and so on. The fishermen, you know, you go looking for your lake. And then if your lake's in there, you're like, oh, I wish my lake wasn't in there. We're going to get inundated. But then the Chamber of Commerce people are like, why isn't my lake in there? You know, we got a great lake too. And, you know, so it's kind of be careful what you wish for. And Mille Lacs seems to be the one that always kind of comes into my brain on that. Because we didn't even, you know, those of us in the dirty South, we didn't even know about Mille Lacs, right? We never even heard of Mille Lacs. And years ago when it popped in there, it got inundated with travelers and so on, and there were a lot of people up there that said, stop talking about Mille Lacs, and now I see it's back, you know, highly rated once again.
Yeah, you know, Mille Lacs, St. Clair was another one. I had so many people hate me from that region when we put St. Clair as number one, because it was, you know, miles and miles down the road. Beyond the boat ramp, guys are having to park to go fish that place. Mm. But you're exactly right. This is a project that makes nobody happy, you know, except for those anglers who are, you know, looking for new lakes to fish. That, especially within their region, maybe they had no idea that there was a tremendous fishery within an hour's drive. And that's really kind of still the purpose. Is, you know, we have 500,000 readers of Bassmaster. And to let them know that some of the stalwart legendary lakes are still good, or maybe not, and that there are new lakes that make the list every single year that are exceptional, that they may not have heard about. That's kind of still our purpose by putting this rankings together.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'll tell you the other thing that's different about this issue. I am a cover-to-cover guy. I've talked to you about this. I've been a lifetime member of Bass since 1981. And I'm a cover-to-cover, and I just soak up every page. But same thing with Bass Times. This is the only issue that when I get the issue, I go right to the list. I mean, I don't start, I'm reading it, and like, I know it's around the corner. No, I get the issue. I'm walking up the driveway into the house, and I'm going to the list to see, you know, what made the top 10 and what made the region. And then I'll go back and read it cover to cover. But, you know, I think that that's a reaction that a lot of people have with something like this.
Well, yeah, you know, it hurts my feelings. I figured you'd go to my column first.
No, I haven't even read your column yet. I've read all the lakes, but I haven't read your column yet. I got to go back and go cover to cover from James to Dave.
I'm excited about something else altogether. It works out perfect. But yeah, it really is, you know, because it's like the, you know, Golf Magazine puts together the best golf courses in the U.S. and the best ski slopes. You know, there's all these lists out there that mean absolutely nothing to guys like you and me. But right. when you start talking about, hey, what's the hottest new fishery in the country or the hottest one near me? Yeah, it certainly garners attention, and it's still extremely popular with our readership.
It's also very interesting because you think of the sheer numbers of bodies of water that are out there. And you know, from every side, I mean, on the same page is featured the St. Lawrence River at number 4, which is God knows how many miles, square miles of river there is, all going all the way down to Lake Ontario. And then on that same page is Lake Casitas. I think that's how you say it, Casitas, which is a puddle. Yep. I mean, 1,100 acres. Are you kidding me? We got a little lake near where I live, Woods Reservoir, which is 4,400 acres, and it is so tiny. I can't imagine 1,100 acres. That is very, very small lake, and yet here it is, number 5 in the country.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about, and that's a good point, at one point we put a floor on how big a fishery must be, but then kayak fishing, for example, has become so popular, and you know, Casitas, that lake will only allow so many people on at a time. So again, it's going to be one of those things where you want to get there early if you're going to fish it. But it's in California, out west, so the population centers around some of these smaller lakes are really, really tiny. We don't anticipate a lot of them being inundated, but they are worthy. I mean, you want to be able to put guys who can only fish the banks. You know, you don't want to say, all right, well, yeah, Lake Gunnersville is amazing. Go fish it, Mr. Bank Fisherman. Well, that doesn't have, even, although it's possible, it's not ideal. So really what we want to do with these rankings is have something in there for everybody and not discount a lake, even though it's pretty small.
It seemed like James Hall with us, he is the editor-in-chief of Bassmaster Magazine, as we talk about Top 100. You can also find it at bassmaster.com. It seems like big fish was a big part of this, you know, huge bags and so on. I was a little bit surprised that Gunnersville, again, that's another lake in my region, I thought Gunnersville would break back into the top 10. I fished a tournament there in May, a huge 200-boat charity event. We had over 40 bags that were over 20 pounds, but it took 26 to win. So a bunch of bags between 20 and 26. I myself had about 18 pounds. There was an incredible number of 4, 5, and 6 pound bass caught. An incredible number. We didn't have any big fish, though. We didn't have any 8 or 9s like we had in years past. But Gunnersville is a lake that is doing a tremendous. And if you don't have 23, 24 pounds, forget about it. You might as well not even weigh in.
Well, just knowing that you caught 18 pounds at Gunnersville means it must be amazing.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's got to be great. It's got to be great for that. I had a 5, a 6, and a bunch of little ones. I could not, but yeah, no, you're right. I didn't make the top 60 with 18 pounds. I was like, forget about it. I embarrassed myself.
Yeah, no, Gunnersville is one of those that you really got to pay attention to because it can be, and a lot of these are that way. It can be quite cyclical. And, you know, we're using data over the past 12 months, and it's amazing how quickly a lake like Gunnersville can go from, you know, it's a pretty good dang lake to holy mother, it's on fire. So you really got to pay attention. Perhaps it should be, it could have cracked the top 10, but I think, like you said, if there had been more double-digit bass showing up, it probably would have.
Kissimmee Chain makes it, but not on the list in the southeast region is the Harris Chain. That's a little hurtful. I mean, you know, I mean, folks down there, and it has struggled a little bit. I mean, it used to be the Dead Sea, and then it really was on fire, and it's struggling a little bit, and Harris Chain doesn't make it this year.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's one of those things, you know, Florida is a fickle beast.
Yes,
those lakes down there. Yeah. And, you know, the grass is so important, water flow, salinity, all these things. And, yeah, you look at the tournament results at the Harris Chain this year, and it's certainly not at its peak. But, you know, again, you look at this list again next year. That's kind of why you and I run out to the mailbox to look at it.
Yeah.
To see, has it rebounded? Okeechobee, is it going to rebound? You know, so there's always big question marks going into this thing, and there's always some surprises, and the Harris Chain was one of those surprises.
Yeah, Lake Chateauga was a little bit of a surprise as well. That is about one of the prettiest places. I was just in that area in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and that is about one of the prettiest places on the planet. I mean, it is just gorgeous there, and it was kind of neat to see that lake back on there as well. I'll tell you, it's a fascinating issue. It always is a fascinating issue. You guys just keep on doing this, and I love that you did a little destinations thing you know, on Bassmaster.com that you did yourself, and I'm a big fan of destinations. It's kind of neat to learn more about some of these places as well.
Yeah, if you go on Bassmaster.com, you can see this whole list, and mm-hmm. There are a few more photos that we didn't have room to print, that destination piece about Buffalo, Upper Niagara, Lower Niagara River. Mm-hmm. That's one of that's one of my favorite places on earth to fish. So Lake Erie's just amazing. So there's going to be more destination stuff coming just because you asked for it.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it was all about. It was about me because, you know, I did 40 years as a 44 years now as a lifetime member. You know what I mean? I got a little swing over there, but maybe not.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, every note you have, I have written down in pen.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you as always. This is always a fun interview to do, and it's good stuff. I'm looking forward to the fall swing, the EQs. I'll be doing the Dave Mercer thing at the EQ tournaments this year, the MC and the weigh-ins and so on. And number 5 in the Northeast, Lake Champlain, is where that'll get started. Wheeler is on there and Okeechobee. So all 3 of those lakes of the EQ series will be are in the top 100, which is really, really cool as well. James Hall has been our guest. James, I appreciate you.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate you having me.
All right, man. Thank you. That's James Hall. It's always a lot of fun. I don't argue about that list as much as I used to. But not so much. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, how about Seth Fider talking St. Clair? We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised in the open, an opportunity to talk to Seth Fider. There's a lot of things happening that makes us want to talk to Seth Fider. One, next up is St. Clair, where Fider has had an excellent record over the years, has a win there as well. He's having a nice season. Plus, Rapala came out with some new items at ICAST coming up in just a week or so. And he was involved in at least one of those products as well. So we'll see how much of that we can cover with Seth Fider, and he joins us. Seth, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. And speaking of the VMC hook, that's something that you, one of the things that you came up with that's going to be introduced at ICAST, a new way to throw a fluke where we don't have to have a little leader with a barrel swivel or anything like that to keep that thing from knotting up. Tell us a little bit about this this new product that Rapala is going to be coming out with.
Yeah, it's a VMC Redline fluke hook. I always, tie a barrel swivel, 12 to 18 inches up my line, then do a hook and end up having three knots in your line. So kind of streamline that, just put the swivel right on the end of the hook. And then, it's a round bend style hook, but it's got a shorter, if they call it a throat on the hook, basically the downward bend from the line tie is a little bit shorter than most. So, creates a little bigger gap in that round bend for, thicker fluke style baits. And, really just kind of made it a little more streamlined and less knots to tie and a little better hookup too, with that little bit bigger bite in the hook and pretty deadly if you're throwing a fluke style bait.
Will it be in different sizes? Because sometimes you want to throw that big fluke and, other times you're throwing a smaller one. Will it be available in different sizes or is it just a one size deal?
No, it's a 3, 4, and 5-aught, so
oh, nice.
It's covered from, small flukes to the mag flukes, and you'll have a hook for it.
You guys always seem to come up with other applications for different things. With this particular hook style, with this barrel swivel right there connected to the hook, can you see any other kind of applications? I mean, could you throw it with a swim bait, or would you throw it with anything else, or is it really kind of specific to a fluke?
It was made specific for a fluke, but I mean, anything you're having line twist issues with, it'd be a good hook for a stick worm style bait. And, some of these newer rigs out of Japan, kind of like, free rigs, but with like attached weights and stuff like that to the front of the hook. It worked really well for those. You could, clip on weights onto that swivel or add a split ring and put on a drop shot weight or whatever you want to do there. It's fairly versatile, but definitely designed, to fish a style bait.
So was the little mono keeper, I really like that, by the way, that little mono keeper is kind of cool. Was that your idea as well, or did the engineers come up with that and say, hey, we got to have this thing on there too?
No, I wanted that just because, a lot of times, especially in the summer, I'll fish a fluke really fast where I'm ripping and jerking pretty hard. Just a regular 90-degree bend that you have off a standard round bend just wouldn't cut it. You catch a fish, and then you jerk your bait really hard, the nose would slide down, and you get followed up. So adding that little keeper on there makes it a lot more bulletproof and really makes your bait last a lot longer. You can catch quite a few fish on a fluke-style bait without having to fight it versus, a standard round bend. You catch one or two, and you need a new bait after that.
Rapala VMC Pro, Seth Feider with it here. And there's a couple other products Rapala's coming out with that you were not necessarily involved with, but I know you've thrown a little bit. I'm really interested in that top water, the Claptail 110, which is a plopper style bait, but with a metal tail and a little swivel on the top there, a little added flash on the top there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, really, really cool bait. Makes a way different noise than most. It still has that plop to it, but that little blade on the back gives it an extra, almost like a clack and buzz bait sound to mm-hmm. it. And yeah, really good bait, especially if you get a little more color in the water. It has a little more power to call those fish out of cover and get them to come out and eat it. And another thing I noticed about it, it's a lot more buoyant than a regular plopping style bait. You know, like when you make a cast with a plopper, you can't get on it right away with the reel. You gotta like stop, let it float back up, and then start reeling. This one, you can just turn the handle as soon as it hits the water and go.
Yeah, that's good stuff. They also filled the gap between the DT14 and the DT10 with a new DT12. They did that a few years ago with the DT8, and that was wildly popular. Yeah. And this DT12 makes a lot of sense, as well, I think. You get a little bit deeper diver. I think it's the same size as a DT10 with a bigger lip on it.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Yep. So yeah. You got a nice profile, nice size, and get a little more depth out of it. Yeah. That's kind of the deal with crankbaits, especially, deep cranking. You need a bait, really, for whatever depth zone you're targeting, because you can take a DT20 and throw it in 10 feet of water, but you just seem like you get the best action out of your bait when you're hitting bottom, when it's, just getting to the bottom and barely hitting it, versus if you throw, like, a super deep diver, like a 20 and 12 feet of water, it just kind of tends to dredge and slide along, where you really get that more erratic kick out and bounces off cover a lot better if it's, kind of dialed in to, go maybe a foot or two deeper than what you're actually fishing. So
yeah, I like
there's a place for every diving size for sure.
Yeah, and I like the subtle size a little bit better, a little smaller bait. You don't want to be throwing that big bait in the shallow water, so that makes a lot of sense. Fighter with us here. All right, let's talk about your season so far. I mean, this is a very interesting season. You're 22nd into points, so you're in really good shape for the Classic as the tour will swing north for the two August tournaments. We'll get to those here in just a moment, but it's weird. You're 22nd into points, and you haven't finished anywhere near 22nd in any of your tournaments. You're either, in the top 10, top 15, or you're kind of bombing a little bit. I mean, you're all over the place here.
Yeah.
A nice 30th place finish every once in a while would really rocket you up the list.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a kind of on and off season, but that's just kind of the way I've been fishing. I've just been kind of committing more to my strengths, so when it works out, it's good, and when it doesn't, it's, you're at the opposite end of the spectrum. So, hopefully we can have some really good ones the last two and move up, but I've been real on and off this year, but I'm not too mad about it. Still sitting good in the points and having a good year, Yeah, looking forward to the next two for sure.
Yeah, well, for sure. And St. Clair is a place where, you have finished in the middle of the pack. You've finished a couple of times top 25 or so. You have got a win there. You had one bad tournament there. Just talk about the body of water and how things have changed over the years, whether it's the same deal every time you go there or whether, you see different conditions. I know some guys are talking about maybe getting a little bit funky going up a river somewhere and doing something like that too. But, just talk about the body of water and how it's changed, because you have fished a number of tournaments there and a number of recreational days filming and everything else there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really interesting lake, full of giant smallmouth. I mean, it has probably one of the best populations of big smallmouth of any lake I've ever been to. But it's essentially a giant flat. So, other lakes you go to, real standout features, humps, points, rock piles, things like that, that you can kind of count on fish using every summer. And St. Clair, there's kind of like there's fish all throughout the lake, don't get me wrong, but it seems like every year we go, there's two or three areas that are better than the rest. They're basically just giant wolf packs, giant schools that cruise this massive flat. The lake's huge. I don't know the acreage on it, but they basically just cruise this flat eat their way out of an area and then just keep moving until they find more food. So it's really interesting. It's hard to predict where, you know, the best area of the lake's going to be, where it's all going to go down. I've never seen it be the same twice out of any of the years I've been there. They've always been in, you know, the best spots, always been in a little bit different zone. And I think that has a lot to do with forage, and the fish are just, they're just cruising. Like I said, it's really featureless lakes. There's nothing that really holds them up for a long time. They kind of just roll through like a pack of wolves, eat everything up and keep going. So finding them's the hardest part. Like I said, there is fish all over the lake, but it seems like there's a couple areas that will have higher concentrations of big fish. And it's really hard to find those areas because the lake's so big and it all looks the same. But it's a fun place to fish, and it's got a population second to none.
Well, so it makes me think that this is a lake where your old waypoints are very, very important to find those spots. Can it hurt you though that way? I mean, because you got spots like you say where there are wolf packs of smallmouth that aren't necessarily attracted to any one particular thing. But on the other hand, there's got to be spots where there's a grass hump or there's a boulder with some grass next to it and so on, where it always seems to hold fish, right? I mean, do you clean the waypoints or are they very, very important to go and check all of those spots?
No, I wipe them. There definitely is a few things out there. Like there's some shipwrecks and a few little bits of rock out there, but I've just never I've never really caught the big ones on those. There's always some fish on them, but, you know, it seems like I get more of those 2 and 3 pounders that live there. It seems like those really big, you know, 4 to 6 pounders, ones you're going to need in the tournament. Just kind of like I said, they're just on the move and going. So I pretty much start fresh every time I go to St. Clair.
Now, when you won there in 2019, you didn't have forward facing, right? Or did you? Did you have it by then? I mean, I know it was out by then, but
no,
you didn't have it then.
No, I didn't. I sure would have liked to see that school I was fishing. I don't know what that looked like on live scope, because it seemed like a endless supply of 4+ pound smallies, but I did not have it on my boat. But it'd have been cool to see how many fish are actually down there.
How much does it change things now? I know you're a power fisherman. You've done a lot of damage without it, and you just soon, you know, go flip a dock somewhere. I get that, but how much do you think it changes a place like St. Clair? Because we all think, okay, this is one where forward facing is going to be a major player.
Yeah, it's the only tournament on the schedule. Like, I've been trying to, you know, fish my strengths all year when I can, you know. I like to fish shallow, power fish, whatnot. But this year, the schedule I got, it's the only one where I will 100% use it from sunup to sundown every single day of practice and the entire time during the tournament. Because, you know, like I was saying, with how barren and flat St. Clair is, there's nothing specific you're throwing at. It's not like a point or a rock pile or a boulder. These fish are just cruising. So, and you know, the hard part before forward facing, you know, every time I went to St. Clair, you know, about 16 pounds would cash a check, and you're kind of just aimlessly drifting through these areas, bombing a drop shot around, and every once in a while, you'd land it close to one and catch them. And now it's the weights have gone way up. You know, it's probably going to take north of 18, 19 pounds to get paid there now. And the catch rate goes up. You know, a lot of days on St. Clair prior to scope, you know, the average size was good, so you'd have a nice bag at the end of the day. But, I mean, realistically, you're fishing for, you know, 10, 12 bites. And now it's you know, you're going to go out there and probably going to catch 40, 50 fish. And, you know, every cast you're making is going to be on a fish instead of just aimlessly blind casting around, hoping you land in front of one. So
yeah,
the weights have really gone up there because of it. And, it's the one place on the schedule where I will exclusively use forward facing.
He is a bona fide star on the Bassmaster Elite Series. Seth Fighter has been our guest. Seth, we appreciate you so much. Good luck up there. I will see you at Champlain in the EQs. Those are going to be fun tournaments as well. So we'll see you up there. All right, man.
Looking forward to that.
All right, thank you.
We'll see ya.
That's it. Seth Fighter, great guy. All right, we get a break. Come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. There's an old saying out there that says the newest lures and gear that come out every year is more about catching fishermen than fish. But as one who has worked closely with the tackle industry over the years, I can tell you that's just not true. Next week is the biggest event in the industry, ICAST in Orlando. Having viewed many of the products at Bassmaster.com and having the opportunity to use some of this stuff before it goes to market, I can tell you there is some really cool stuff coming our way. Rapala Crush City and some of the others are giving us bigger versions of the minnow trailer that is so popular now. Better jerk baits and innovative topwaters are headed our way as well, and a host of other great products. Christmas in July for sure, and we'll cover it all next week. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and other major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.